This is Rights.Tech. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Sophie Gosens. Sophie, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Henrik.
Sophie, who are you and what do you do?
So as you just said, my name is Sophie Gosens. I am a digital media lawyer with something like 10 years of experience working between London, Paris, and Brussels. And in terms of what I do, I spent the first 7 years of my career in-house in several large media companies. And now I work for a law firm by the name of Auguste and Debussy, which is based in Paris. And I focus essentially on the content industry, including where content and tech meet, which is, I don't think you will understand, one of my favorite area, the advertising industry. And also I work in the field of policymaking and European law, in as much as it is relevant with the media industry at large.
Great. Sophie, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
That's an excellent question. And I would say that the important thing for me first would perhaps be to define what we mean by rights management, because I can think of two definitions. So the general definition that I think comes up to mind will be a technology that is used to control access or the usage of a proprietary content, which I think is the definition I'm going to keep here, as opposed to a definition where rights management could be a tool to sort, to organize, or to find more easily a piece of content. So if I go with my first definition, I believe that the biggest challenge I've seen, and you probably have seen too, is how to balance rights management and convenience. Basically, how to make rights management technology invisible. And I'm sure I'm not going to be the first one to discuss this with you, but I believe that the biggest lesson in rights management that has ever been given can be found in the music industry. As we all remember, for a few years, up to 2009, I think, was a very big date, because that's when the iTunes store dropped music DRMs. But up to that date, it was it used to be that all music bought online was wrapped in DRMs. And obviously it played a big role in helping manufacturers such as Apple to log their customers in an Apple ecosystem. But what it also did is that it allowed file sharing and peer-to-peer to thrive. And I think that the lesson that we all learned from that is that the very visible technology, very in your face and very unfriendly, is massively ineffective. So you asked about the challenges. I think you also asked about what are the successes that I identify in this field. If I had to choose one, I think that right now the technology that seems to be succeeding is the content identification technology, especially when those technology allow for content to be monetized with very little impact on the user's experience. So what I mean by content identification technology, just to clarify, it's a technology which is applied at the time of upload of a content to verify whether the content uploaded is authorized or not, or should be monetized or not, based on data that is provided by the relevant rights owners. So an example, the most famous one, I think, is the Content ID, which is a content identification technology that has been put out by YouTube, Google. And they claim that they have something like a 99.7% accuracy rate. Another one that I can think of still in the field of music is Audible Magic. They work with other platforms, and they also claim to have an excellent identification rate of, I think, something like 99%. So I would say that those are the challenges on one hand and successes on the other.
Sophie, what is changing with rights management, or needs to change?
What is changing, I think, is in the media industry at large, we see a shift from ownership to access. So there is a growth of the streaming platforms, a prevalence of the subscription model. And with that, it feels like there is a general acceptance of the fact that I, the consumer, can't do whatever I do with the file because I don't really own it. So I believe that it's becoming more and more accepted and acceptable to use management technology, rights management, as the moment that you step away from ownership. That I think that's a huge change. There's another thing that could be really interesting to discuss is what will change. In Europe, we are expecting, I think it's in 10 days or little, maybe 2 weeks maximum, the European Commission to announce a new directive on copyright. The thing is that we managed, I mean, someone leaked the text of the directive a few days ago. So we now know, or at least we have a very good idea of what is going to be in that directive and what is going to be announced with regard to those famous content identification technologies that we were discussing earlier. And what we could find in the directive is that it is providing for the deployment of rights management technologies to be made mandatory for certain providers. And obviously what they are targeting and who they are targeting are all those platforms where a lot of content is uploaded. I'm thinking about YouTube, SoundCloud, but also Pinterest, Facebook, and a ton of other platforms that we don't have time to mention. So the interesting thing is that these technologies, who were all implemented on a voluntary basis up to now, are probably going to become compulsory in Europe. And the Commission even goes one step further, because it looks like they will also demand that rights holders receive information on the functioning of the technology and how they're implemented, on reporting about what the technology is able to catch and not. So I think that is, obviously, it's excellent news if you're working in the field of rights management and if you're yourself a company who is delivering that kind of service, because it's probably going to open a huge market for them in Europe. And I wouldn't be surprised to see those companies compete and become more important and get some attention in Europe. And for the rights holders, it will be really interesting also to receive the data about what is being filtered, how often, because as far as I know, they don't have access to that data as of today.
Sophie, what advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
I would say that my advice would be to go for tools that can enable rather than prevent. I think if I have to give, advice, or at least to share my experience in terms of rights management, I believe that rights owners especially need to evolve from a defensive position to a position where they embrace the ubiquity of content consumption. And I think that goes for rights management as well. So enabling and monetizing seems to have a much better impact and a better effect on the market than preventing and stopping. And if I can just quote a CEO that I admire a lot and for whom I've worked, which is the ex-CEO of Getty Images, Jonathan Klein, he has a sentence that I love, which is, "You never stand in the way of technology and you never stand in the way of consumer behavior." And I totally agree with that statement. And I think that's the best advice you can give to anyone in that field.
Great. And where can we find more information about rights management?
Actually, I'm not sure that I have one source in mind, but I would say that probably on your website for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For more on this, visit rights.tech. Thanks again.